الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد وقال تعالى اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, in these ayat that I've recited, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about one important quality that every Muslim should bring into his life, the quality of shukr. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala addresses the family of Dawood alayhi salam. Dawood alayhi salam was a great Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. He was also married to a princess. His father-in-law was a king, Talut, whom Allah Ta'ala speaks about in the Quran. فَلَمَّا فَصَلَ طَالُوتُ بِالْجُنُودِ So Allah Ta'ala, after his father-in-law had passed away, blessed him with the kingship. And this family of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, himself and his son thereafter, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah blessed them with kingdom also, and Allah Ta'ala blessed them with nubuwat also. So the best of the dunya they had, the best of the akhirat also they had. Allah Ta'ala exhorts them in the Quran, اعملوا آل داود شكرا. The family of Dawood. But this address is not only made to the family of Dawood. It comes in the Quran, which was revealed to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a message for every ummati till the day of Qiyamah. اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Make shukr to Allah. Thank Allah. Appreciate the favors of Allah. Be grateful to Allah for what Allah has blessed us. Then Allah presents a complaint. And he says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ Unfortunately, it's just a few of my servants, a few of my bandas who appreciate my favors and who are thankful to me by making shukr to me. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who are shakirin. Although it may be a few bandas, Allah make us from those few, that we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the favors that Allah has blessed us. Shaitan, when he was thrown out of Jannah, on account of him not making sajda towards Adam alayhi salam, he promised Allah Rabbul Izzat, لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ Oh Allah, it's because of him that I have been thrown out of Jannah. I will make it a point that his progeny and his children, I will come to them on their right, I will come to them on their left, I will come to them in front of them, I will come to them behind them. And oh Allah, you will see, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ
The objective of me going to these people will be so that they become nashukar, they are unappreciative, they don't be thankful to Allah Ta'ala for the ni'mas that Allah Ta'ala blesses us with. My respected elders and friends, when we speak about this word shukar, when we speak about this aspect of making shukar, then our ulama-i-kiram have taught us that there is two ways of making shukar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One way of making shukar to Allah is that we continuously say the words, Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. We bring these words, Alhamdulillah, on our tongues. That whatever we do, we praise Allah. Allah ta'ala commences the Qur'an Majid also with these words, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And whenever we end off any work, we end off the bayan, then we end off with these words also, Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah, all the time we are saying Alhamdulillah, we are eating Alhamdulillah, we are drinking Alhamdulillah, we are sitting in the masjid in the house of Allah with the beautiful air cons on this hot day, Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every ni'mat, every favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has even taught us that the masnoon du'as that we recite at the different occasions, after enjoying a sumptuous meal, Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin. We're drinking a glass of cold water. Alhamdulillahi alladhi saqana adban furatan bi rahmatihi wa lam yaj'alhu milhan ujajan bi dhunubina. We wake up in the morning after a good night's sleep. Again, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. Over and over again in the du'as which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahmatullah alayhi, he says that I once went to visit my nana, my mother's father, when he was in the last stages of his life. He was extremely ill and it was a few days before he passed away. And when I went in his room, he was fast asleep and he was tossing around from one side of the bed to the other side of the bed. We all knew he was ill. We all knew the pain that he was going through. But in his sleep also he says, I could hear the words, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ni'mats and his favors. The Shaykh of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi was Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi. After spending much time in the company of his Shaykh in Makkah Mukarrama, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi asked him that, Hazrat, I am now leaving to go back to India. Can you give me some parting advice before I leave? Haji Sahib rahmatullah alayhi thought for a while and then he said, Mia Ashraf, on a hot day, take a glass of cold water and drink it. Don't drink the water that is warm or just from the tap. Drink cold water on a hot day. So the Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi was quite amazed that he's asking for some parting advice, but this is the advice that he's been given. So Hazrat Haji Sahib rahmatullah alayhi thereafter explained, he says on a very hot day, if a person drinks normal water, he'll say, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. But if he drinks very cold water on a hot day, then after saying Bismillah, he'll say, Alhamdulillah. And that Alhamdulillah will come from the bottom of his heart, which will express shukr to Allah. And this will bring the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala to rain upon him and to descend upon him, just by saying this word, Alhamdulillah. Normally in a madrasa, in a maktab, you ask the children, by how are you, how are you keeping? So if the child is not from a very good dini background, or he hasn't been taught by his parents very well, then the child will reply by saying, I am fine. So we explain to the child that fines, only the police give fines. We say Alhamdulillah to praise Allah Ta'ala for his favors and his ni'mats. We should also teach our children that when someone asks you how you are, express your thanks to Allah. Express shukr to Allah by saying Alhamdulillah. In a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْضَى عَنِ الْعَبْدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very, very happy with this servant of his. يَأْكُلُ الْأَكْلَةَ وَيَشْرَبُ الشُّرْبَ. shurbata fayahmaduhu alayhi.
Person who takes a lukma of food in his mouth, he takes a sip of to drink, and all the time he's saying alhamdulillah.
Fayahmaduhu alayhi.
He praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying alhamdulillah. Whilst we partaking of our food, whilst partaking of our meals, many people who had seen Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, they used to say that when we used to notice this Buzurg, whenever he sits on the Dasturkhan to partake of his meals, he'll always be saying, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, enjoying and expressing his gratitude to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for the lovely meal that we have in front of us. My respected elders and friends, this is what our ulama-i kiram have taught us, that we continuously say these words, Alhamdulillah, get these words on our tongue, expressing our shukr and our thanks to Allah Rabbul Izzat. After all, this word Alhamdulillah is so weighty that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that one Alhamdulillah, the sawab of it is so great that it fills up the space between the earth and the sky just by saying once Alhamdulillah. Can we imagine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, after every salah, we recite 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, and also the same tasbih before sleeping, 600 times daily this tasbih should be read. How much of sawab, how much of reward a person will accumulate by practicing on this teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we can make this one niyat and intention while we're sitting here in the masjid, that inshallah, after every salah, we'll take out that 1 minute extra before we stand up and walk away from the masjid. We'll complete that recitation of our Tasbih Fatimi, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave as a gift to his most beloved daughter, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. We'll practice on this year, inshallah. Who knows, on the day of Qiyamah, when our a'mal are taken and placed on the scales, the side of good deeds will just tip because of the weightiness of just reciting this zikr of Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. This is the first part of shukr, how to express our thanks by saying Alhamdulillah. The second way of making shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat is that we appreciate the favors, the ni'mas that Allah Ta'ala has given us. For example, ulama-i kiram explain it in this way, that there's a father who has two sons. It's the day of Eid, and he buys for both his sons a remote control car. Both of them take this car. One son looks after that car of his. He keeps it in his box. He keeps it in the cupboard. When he needs to play with it, he will play with it. After he's finished, he'll pack it up neatly in a box and put it back into the cupboard. The other son, on the first day, he plays with the car in the yard. And after he's finished, he just leaves it in the middle of the driveway. The controls are left on the wall somewhere. The next morning, when the milk truck drives into the yard, that's the end of the truck. That car that he gave him, it smashed to a million pieces. That controls that he kept on the wall is lost. Both sons may have said Jazakallah to their father when he bought that present to him. But one brother appreciated, he looked after that ni'mat. The other brother never appreciated it. He never looked after it. The favors that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, we have to look after these favors. We have to appreciate these favors. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will bless us with more. What is mentioned in the Quran Majid, وَإِسْتَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you make shukr to Allah by appreciating His favors and His ni'mats, Allah Ta'ala will give you more. But if we don't appreciate these favors of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will snatch those favors away from us. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when I was a young boy, my father had passed away, and we grew up in the lap of our mother. She had taken care of us, and she went through all hardships to take care of us. Hazrat says, when I was a young boy, one day somebody sent some mithai home, which was something that was foreign in our house. We could not afford any sweet dish at home. We would eat only one meal in the day. So my mother took that one piece of mithai and she broke it up into a few pieces and she put one piece in each of our plates. Myself and my brothers that were sitting on the dastarkhan, we all had one small piece of the mithai in our plates. So Maulana says, I started shouting and screaming. As a young boy, I said, this piece is too small. I want a larger piece. Why is it that I've got such a small piece? And he says, I started kicking up a fuss and I started throwing up a tantrum and crying why I've got such a small piece in my plate. And he says, whilst I was doing this, my brother who was sitting next to me, he stretched his hand out towards my plate. picked up my piece of mitai and put it in his mouth and he ate it. Maulana says, that was the day I realized that if I don't appreciate the favors that Allah has given me, then what I have also Allah will take it away from me. So to appreciate these favors of Allah, there was one buzurg here in Durban by the name of Hazrat Munshi Saab Rahmatullah Ali. He used to live in Inanda. Many people may know him. Many people may have sat in his majalis. Hazrat Munshi Saab Rahmatullah Ali used to say that any nation who cannot appreciate bread and water, any nation cannot appreciate bread and water, they will never be able to climb up the ladder of progress. Because these two favors of Allah are necessities of man. A person buys half a loaf of bread, he buys half a rama, and he'll eat half of that loaf, he'll throw the other half away. A person opens the tap to make wuzu, or he opens the tap to take some water, the tap is wide open. He's busy having a casual conversation with somebody. Hundreds of liters are being wasted. Are we appreciating the favors of Allah? Are we not going to be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ways that we use these ni'mats and these favors? So to appreciate every favor, every ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this is taught to us by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you sit down to eat and the plate of food is put in front of you, when the plate of food is put in front of you, then make sure you clean the entire plate. Let no food be wasted. And when you completed eating, the gravy that is left on the food, on the plate, lick that plate clean so that you appreciate even that came from Allah. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us, that's not all. The gravy that's now left on your fingers, suck that off as well. Because that also came from Allah. And not only that, thereafter see around your plate, were there any grains of rice that may have fallen on the dastarkhan? Pick that up, because that is also a favor of Allah. Appreciate every ni'mat, appreciate every favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our respected ustaz, Hazrat Mufti Saab Damat Barakatuhum, who delivered a lecture here in this masjid last night. On one occasion we went for one program to one masjid. So we accompanied Hazrat Mufti Saab along with, and we found that whilst we were in the masjid after the bayan was over, and we were leaving from the masjid, Hazrat Mufti Saab started looking around for his socks. So he couldn't find his socks anywhere. So he said, let's we go in the masjid. Perhaps I may have left my socks in the masjid. We came back into the masjid. We looked around for the socks. We couldn't find the socks anywhere. So we said, now we can't find the socks. Where will we find the socks? So we went back to the car. We jumped in the car. Then Hazrat Mufti Saab said, okay, let's just tell the muazzin and the imam saab that if they find the socks, they can just keep it. It belongs to me. So we came back. In the meantime, in my mind, the thought is going, it's only a pair of socks. Now we must go back into the masjid, speak to the muazzin. We called the muazzin. We spoke to him. Told him, okay, if you find the socks, we'll just keep it one side. And then as we are leaving the masjid, we noticed on the floor under the car, the socks was there. So we brought it and I gave it back to Hazrat Mufti Saab. So Hazrat Mufti Saab is telling me that the socks may be very cheap in its price. But let us not forget who gave us the socks. Allah gave us the socks. So we appreciate it. We don't just discard it. We try our best to look after every ni'mat of Allah, every favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We take care of us. We take care of. That is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. You learn to appreciate my favors, then I will give you more and I will increase you in those favors of yours. My respected elders and brothers, we shouldn't become complainers and we shouldn't become crybabies. That everything we complain about, everything we cry about. There was an article in the newspaper a few weeks ago, the caption was read, South Africans, the biggest crybabies. Why is it that we must complain? Everything is not right for us. The weather is so hot. The petrol price is too high. The roads are not right. The government is like this. How is our complaining going to change anything? Can't we look at Allah Ta'ala's favors? Can't we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything else that we are enjoying instead of sitting and complaining about things that are around us? Let us look on a hot day like this. One buzurg by the name of Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Pandor Saab Damat Barakatuhum, on one hot summer's day he was here in Durban, and we know today is quite a hot day as well. So one brother that was there mentioned, it's so hot today, it's boiling. So Hazrat said, he looked at him and smiled and said, don't complain about the heat. If you want to see, it's nice and hot. Or if you want to see, it's cold, see, it's nice and cold. That heat comes from who? It comes from Allah. Do you have the guts to complain about anything that comes from Allah? How should we complain? When it comes to everything else, we complain. One brother, when the petrol price had dropped by about 5 cents, so he's saying that, look at them, they take the petrol price up 40 cents and they bring it down 5 cents. Who are they bluffing? He said, make shukar it came down 5 cents. It could have went up even more. And by the way, how many other favors of Allah do we enjoy? Is it that because of the petrol price gone so high, our traveling has come down in any way? Can we see any less cars on the road? Is our umrah trips come down in any way? The food that we are eating, we are suffering because of all of that? No. We are enjoying everything else. Rather look at the good that Allah has blessed us. Make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There was one buzurg who was on his deathbed. He was paralyzed from his neck down, lying on the bed. One person came to visit him. And in this condition he noticed that he's saying, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. So he asked him, brother, you're making so much shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For what are you making shukr? You have absolutely no use of any of your limbs. You cannot even partake of a meal yourself. So he says, should I not be making shukr to Allah for the ni'mat of iman that he has blessed me in my heart? He says, the whole world put together, all the favors of the world, cannot equal this one favor of iman that Allah has blessed me with. And like this, if we sit and count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, we will see that there are so many favors, we'll never be able to count the favors of Allah. Rather we have a tongue and a heart that is full of shukr than have a tongue and a heart that's full of complaints. Appreciate, make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then we will see how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us. What happens with us is, we feel that the only ni'mat of Allah is the ni'mat of wealth. If I have enough money in my bank balance, if I have a whole lot of properties with some good anchor tenants, then I can make shukr to Allah. Otherwise, I must carry on complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas every favor of Allah is so great upon us. Sometimes, in our free time, we should do this at least once a month. Sit in solitude in a masjid. Raise our hands towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And say, oh Allah, I thank you and I appreciate. And I make shukr to you for every favor that you have blessed me with. And start off with one limb of our bodies. Wallah, I make shukr to you for my feet. Wallah, I make shukr to you for my legs. Wallah, I make shukr to you for my hands. Allah, I appreciate the eyes that you have blessed me with, the ears that you have given me, the mouth and the tongue that you have given me. Then we go inside. Wallah, the brain that you have blessed me with. I thank you for my heart, for my lungs, my kidneys, my organs that you have blessed me with. So many ni'mats that you have blessed me with, I appreciate and I thank you for all these favors and all these ni'mats. In this way, Allah Ta'ala will make us from the shakirin. Allah Ta'ala will make us from those who make shukr unto Him and who thank Him for His favors. And one more thing if we can do, inshallah. We spoke about saying the words Alhamdulillah. We spoke about appreciating Allah Ta'ala's favors. Just one more thing we can do. Inshallah, once a week on a Jumu'ah. Once a week on a Jumu'ah, if after the Jumu'ah salah is over, after reading our sunnats, we stand up and we read 2 rakats of shukr salah. Oh Allah, these 2 rakats are making, by right, this forehead of mine should be in sajda 24 hours of the day, just to thank you for your favors and your ni'mats. But because it's my weakness, once a week I read 2 rakats of shukr namaz, and I thank Allah. Oh Allah, I thank you for all the favors, all the ni'mats, for which you have blessed me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. May Allah ta'ala make us from the shakirin, those who make shukr to Him and thank and appreciate Him for His favors. And may Allah ta'ala save us from those who complain and who cry about halat and conditions around us. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.